Kof test Sivon, Friday the 7th of June, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Machlokes Korach v'chol adoso.
At the beginning of this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, Vayidabe el Korach v'chol adoso. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Korach v'chol adoso. Leimai. So the Torah, Boike v'yoda Hashem es shaloi. In the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make known who Eis HaShaloi. Continues the Torah, Ve'Eis HaKodesh Ve'Hikriv Eilov. Eis HaKodesh Ve'Hik, and number three, Ve'Eis Asher Yivchar Boi Yakriv Eilov. The Torah writes in this pasuk 3 points. Number one, Boike V'Yeda Eis HaShaloi. Eis HaShaloi. Number two, Ve'Eis HaKodesh Ve'Hikriv Eilov. And number three, Ve'eis Asher Yivchar Boi Yakriv Eilov. What are these three different points that the Torah is bringing out? This is what I want to try and explain today. It's well known, the Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah in Ovis says, in Perek Hei, Mishnah Chof. Ezehu Machlekes Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, says the Mishnah, Zu Machlekes Korach v'kol adosei. L'chure, the Mishnah should have said, Zumach leik is Korach u'Moshe. Why does the Mishnah write, Zumach leik is Korach v'kol adosei? The Teretz says, all the Mephoshim, that definitely, Moshe Rabbeinu's intention was everything L'Shem Shemayim. But you know where it was, the Shalei L'Shem Shemayim? The Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, that was in Korach v'chol adosei. They, each one of them, had a different, as we're going to see now, a completely different intention in their kavana, in their intention of the machlokes with Moshe Rabbeinu. Number one, Korach, when he started, he wanted to argue on the kuna which was given over through Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron Ulebonov. That is what Korach came about. Dothan and Aviram and Oim ben Peres at the beginning, who later on backed out, as we see in this week's Sedra, Oim ben Peres is only mentioned in the first pasuk of the Sedra. Afterwards he backed out because, as Chazal say, he had a clever wife. As the Gemara says, Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Beisa, says the Gemara, Zu Ishtoi Shal Oim Ben Peles, who told Oim Ben Peles a very clever statement. A very clever statement. What are you getting yourself involved for? Whatever happens, you're not going to have anything from it. Therefore, she said to him, if Dothan v'Aviram wins, Dothan v'Aviram are getting the job. If Moshe wins, Moshe's getting the job. So as the Gemara, the famous Gemara is, that he backed out. But who did it? Ishtoi Shel Oim ben Peles. Just want to mention, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says a meridik avot on that. Mentioning through. What was the clever thing? Any Tom, Dick and Harry can come up with such an idea. What are you getting involved for? You're not going to win anyhow. You're going to get nothing from it. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, what was the clever thing that the wife of Oim ben Peles said? Saposhe de dach. Like Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, in Yiddish he says, when it's brent a fire, is it gornished. Meaning to say, when there's a fire of a machlekes, when there's no machlekes, you see nothing straight. To be able at the time of a machlekes, to see a machlekes, for them to have Mitzrayim, to see straight in a time of a machlekes, for that you've got to be a clever person. And that was the Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Beisa. But coming back, what did Dothan and Avira want? They wanted a second thing. They wanted to be the king. They wanted that instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, they should become the king. And they came with a taina. What was their taina? Who are they from? Shevet Reuven. Shaved Reuven was the Bechoy, and therefore they felt, says the Mephoshim, that as Kumse. And especially, Dothan Aviram had already had their eyes on the idea of Melucha. In last week's Sedra, in Pasha Shalach Lecha, by the Chet of the Meraglim, when the Yidden wanted to go back to Mitzrayim, the Torah writes, Nitna Reish Benoshuva Mitzrayim. Let appoint a new head instead of Moshe. Says the Medrash, who was that Nitna Reish? That was Dothan and Aviram. Mainly Dothan. But they both had their eyes open already on the idea of Malchus already early on. So that was the second idea. Then, thirdly, when the Machlekes of Kerach and Kol HaDosei got stronger, the Bnei Yisrael also started to have a feeling that they want something. They said, why are only the Levim being chosen to be the people who've got the job, number one, to sing, to be gatekeepers, and to be in charge at the time of Karbonus? They said, why did Moshe give it to the Levim? Why can't we have a part in the partnership of being able, the rest of the Eden, to be able to have a chelik in it? Says Rav Zalman Sorotskin in his Chumash of Naim Lateva, that is the three sects what the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to Korach. Beike veYeda Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make known Es HaShaloi. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu will make known who was sent to go and redeem the Klal Yisrael. Whom did he say those words? Lech Nechei Et Bnei Yisrael. And that, how did he show that? You know how he showed that? By when he opened the ground and he swallowed and he swallowed them. Showing that who made him the leader, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next words are Ve'es HaKadosh Ve'ikriv Elov. The Torah writes, Ve'es HaKadosh. I will go along and I will prove Es HaKadosh. Who is the Kodesh? That is Aaron HaKohen. He will prove it, as the Torah, we all know in the Sedra, that they bought frying pans, 250 frying pans, and who went along? Who went along? And when the fire came out, it ate up all the 250 and left one person alive. So then they saw, the Es HaKodesh Ve'ikri Ve'ilot. Who is the Kodesh? That is Aaron. And it's very interesting. Rav Zalman Sorotskin points out, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it gives no category. It says, Stam. Ve'yeda Hashem Es HaShaloi. But when it comes to Aaron, then the Torah gives a category, Ve'es HaKodesh. Last, Ve'es HaShem Yivcha Boi Yakriv Elov. That's referring to the Shevet Levi. The Bnei came with complaints. Why were they distant? Why were they distant from the Avridas HaMishkon? Aha! I will show you soon. Later on in this week's Sedra, with the story of the sticks, as we'll talk about later, Be'ezras Hashem, it will be proved that that the stick of Aaron blossomed up, and the other Nesiim of Shvokim didn't. From that they will see Eis Asher Yivchar Boi Yakriv Elov. If you look, the Psukim continue. He started first to deal with Mr. Korach. And he started with telling Mr. Korach, take frying pans and etc. And what happened was, he dealt first with Korach. Why did he deal first with Korach? Because Mr. Korach was the ringleader. He got the people to get busy. That's why the Torah writes that he first dealt with Mr. Korach. Why? Because Korach was the one who got them involved and persuaded them to go along and get involved in Machlokes. If you look in the Psukim, a bit later, Mr. Dosan and Aviram disappear. Why? But Mr. Dosan and Aviram thought that Moshe Rabbeinu is only getting busy with Mr. Korach. To explain his kuna, he's not getting busy with us. With us, he seems to have no answers. So therefore, you know what they did? They went away. And that fits in why the Torah writes in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishlach Moshe likroi ledoson laviron. He had to go along and call them. The Maisa, what did he have to call them for? They were standing there. The Torah says that Dothan and Aviram went away. They thought to themselves, we're okay. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu has got no answer. It's Vayishlach Moshe likroi ledoson laviron. And I saw why here in Pasuk Yud Beis, when it mentions Dothan Aviram, it says B'nei Eliyov. It leaves out now the words B'nei Ruvain. Well, in the first Pasuk, the Torah mentions B'nei Ruvain. Here, the Torah leaves out the words B'nei Ruvain. The Torah says, he was trying to tell them already in advance, why are you coming with a Taina? But you think you're B'nei Ruvain. Ha ha, you've got it wrong, mister. If your taina is as B'nei Ruvain, as B'choi, you want the job on Melucha, you've forgotten something. What did Yaakov Avinu say in his will, in his last words, by his Savor? Fachas kamayim al tresa. You should know, Mr. Ruvain, because you have got the midah of Pachas Kamayim, therefore you're getting nothing extra. And therefore he was already telling them in advance, if that's your taina, then that is no reason and why you will get a job. After they became clear, as we'll see in the Psukim, the Nevi'ahs of Moshe and the Nevi'ahs of the Kuna of Aaron, then came the third point to prove, as we said, that they came with a taina. They came with a taina that why only Shevet Levi is merited to a job, not any of the other one. That came later, the proof for the 12 things. But there's one little question. If you look later on in the Psukim, the Torah brings later on in there that he dealt with Dothan ve'Aviram, and they went and they fell in the ground. And then what happened was, Pasuk Lamed Hei, the Eish Yotzo Me'eish Hashem, Batochal Eish HaChamishim HaMasayim Eish, after the swallowing of Dothan ve'Aviram. L'chura, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying from the offset to get rid of the complaints of Aaron, of Korach, and then Dothan ve'Aviram. But the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu did the din. How did he do the din first? From the Torah it implies that he swallowed Dothan ve'Aviram, and only afterwards the punishment came out, and by Yechal Me'eish Hashem. So Avraham Sorotskin says on that, the Gemara says, HaMispalel Al Chaveiroi, if somebody davens for his friend, Vehu Tzorech Lo Yisei Dovo, and he needs that, Hu Ne'en Etchila. Kum Tachai Zog Avraham Sorotskin, Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about to keep the rebellion quiet against Aaron. Did you know what happened? Who was answered first? Moshe Rabbeinu. Without Moshe Rabbeinu was busy about Aaron. And I'm Ispalel Al Chaveiroi, who ne'en etzila. Therefore, before the Midas Hadin had an opportunity to go along and deal with Aaron, what happened was it dealt first with the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw another answer, it's not such a good answer, that the people who went along and started against Moshe Rabbeinu, they were mamash rishoyim gemurim. Why? They wanted to take Malchus. What pistia Malchus? Could be the people who started up with the Kuna, them got Epesa Bakosha at the back of their mind for Ashtikala Kedusha. to be able to be a filler in a mitzvah, you have no right to it, but there was in the back of it, epizastikul kedusha. Ken Zayin, that's why he started first with Moshe Rabbi. Till now, we've implied that the whole thing of Korach was that he wanted to have a bakoshe of kuna, of a zohar medrash, a yalkut, a meyudike yalkut, a medrash which is quoted in the Svarim. There was a woman, an almona, a poor lady, and she had two young yesemis, and they had a field. When they came to plow the field, he said to her, ha, you think you can just plow the field? There's laws. You're not allowed to, you're not allowed to harness the field. You start to plant, there's Jewish laws. You can't sow two seeds together. You started to harvest, so noch the alochas. You're going to leave leket shikropeon. You want to collect your wheat, there's also alochas. You've got to give tumer. So this woman got fed up, this lady, widow. She got fed up when she heard the Korach driving her mad. She decided it's not worth my while. I'm not going to keep the field. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy two sheep. So at least I'll get something. Korach gematlis on the writer. Ha ha ha, you think you've got it? You've got to give away the wool. You've got to give away the b'chai. You've got everything what it is. So she heard that. So you know what she did? She said, I'm going to pack it in. I'm going to slaughter these sheep, and I'll have it for lunch. And I'll eat it for lunch. Came along again, and he said, you think you've got away with it? You've got to give Zeruya. L'chayayim v'akeva. You've got to give it away to the kainim. So she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it away, be magdish it, as a chaven, as a chet, a kind of hegdish. So they Korach gimach weiter litzonis. The rest of heaven does gate. You know it goes to the kohanim. So we see from this medrash that Korach didn't only make mockery of the kuna, he made mockery, this Korach, of the ganze Torah. The Torah says on that. We all know that the Medrash says at the beginning of this week's Sedra, Boike ve'yoida Hashem es ha'sholei. Rashi says, Givuleis cholak ha'kodesh baruch hu ba'ilamai. Yecherem, do you think you can change morning to evening? You can't do it. Just like you can't change morning to evening, you can't be mevatel the kuhuna the kuna. The Medrash adds on three more words. Kach. Also, you can't be mevatel the difference between Yidden and Goyim. Zot Rav Yosef Salant. What will Lord the Medrash Medidrai Veta? Zot Rav Yosef Salant Mevedik. Korach had gemeint. Korach fought with what he was doing. Ha ha. You think that Yidden, and then there's Goyim, we're similar. But Torah wanted to say, you want to go and be mevatel the mitzvahs and show that we're like Goyim. You're never going to see succeed. We Yidden have a mitzvah. And everything that we do, we are surrounded with mitzvahs. And that was the answer to what Korach was making mockery. Korach had come in mockery and said with his almona, look, and this woman with his women, wherever the gate, so I miss, the Torah says, thus they go in the Medrash. Boike v'yoida, as maybe you can't change the difference between morning and evening. You can't change between Kuna and the rest, and every one of us, and every one of us has got it. Similarly, boike v'yoida, there's nishkenen teitzen there, chilek vishen ayid mitagui. Ayid, in every movement that he does, he's got to go along. And got Kedusha. It's well known, the Gemara in Bore Basra, that Ayin Dalet or Medalef, the Gemara tells a story, that Rabbi Avohu met an Arab who was disguised, looking like, according to most people, like Eliyahu HaNavi. And he asked him, do you want me to show you the spot where Korach and his followers are swallowed. So he showed him. And he heard them saying, Moshe emes v'tayrosei emes. A confession that the Shoim, after their death, they acknowledge the truth. And he told him that every single day, every 30 days, they come up to repeat their confession. And they say it, Moshe emes, and they go back. They come up and they go back to Gehenna, says the Gemara, three words. Kebosa bekalachas, like meat in a pot, goes up and down when you want to cook it. Zog Rav Yosef Salant, what's licked in that, those three words of the Gemara, that the Gehenna turns them like a pot turns the meat up and down? Zog Rav Yosef Salant of them. This Einesh was Mida Kenegan Mida. Let's have a look at this week's Sedra. What did Korach start with? He started to say, Madua Tisnasu Al Kahal Hashem. What did he choose of any character to criticize Moshe? You know what he chose? Madua Tisnasu. The Heilige Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Ha Ish Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is the most humble person of all people. And the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Pei Ches, Avinu, the Torah writes, V'nechi of Eifa. By Moshe, the Torah writes, V'nachnu ma. That Mendoch has Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron with the cream of humbleness. And he carries on, Mr. Korach. He says, Ki istore aleinu istore. That you made yourselves rulers, and you make yourselves the greatest cause of the people. How did he have the guts, Dosan and Aviram, and Korach, to go along and say, mamas, what the opposite, what the Torah gives Jesus about? Gives ages about what they are. Say Rabbi Yosef Salant. That's what the Torah wants to do. The Torah was going to go along and take the meat up and down. That he was giving them a tshuva, midah keneged midah. Just as they went. What did they do? They went and they criticized Moshe Rabbeinu on the opposite what he is standing for. What did he go along and do? He went and made them like meat in the pot, go up and go down. And that was the Indian, says Rabbi Yosef Salant, of Midah Keneged Midah, why they were punished to be like a Kebosa Bekalachas. The Torah, as we mentioned already before, says, for the third criticism, what was the third criticism? That, why did you choose Shevet Levi more than any of them? What did the Torah say? That they took 12 sticks, an Aaron stick, which was Shevet Levi, proved it, that it's Aaron, his blossomed up, and it was stored away, and it was stored away for good. And if you look in the Gemara says in Yuma, that stick had on it shkedim, almonds, uprochim, and buds. Vet cases in Yuma, if there's shkedim, there's no prochim. There's no buds. Once the shkedim are grown, then there's no prochim either. Look, Tasis, it was a ness that the prochim stayed. The question is, why did he have to make that ness that there should be prochim? Zok Rav Moshe Feinstein in Devar Moshe. The Torah wants to teach you that when a person does in your name of Kedusha, the Kedusha is there, but not only the Kedusha is there, the prochim stays forever. Meaning to say, if a person puts in trouble, or a person puts in work to be Mekayim HaMitzvah, or to learn Torah, that stays forever. If a person does gashmius, makes a suit, then you get, what do you pay for? You pay for the accomplishment. You don't pay for the tircha. For example, if you go to a tailor and you tell him to make a suit and the suit comes out rather good, you won't pay a wink. You'll get off scot-free. Why? Because you're only paying for the accomplishment. By here, the tailor said to Moshe Feinstein, the tailor was teaching you that when it comes to a mitzvah, or limit that favor, you're not only getting your reward for the mitzvah itself, or for the Torah itself, you're going to go along and be paid not only for the completed object, you're going to be rewarded for the prochim that you put into it as well. You'll also get reward for that, for the perach and the peili. And that's why the Ribbono Shel'olam, says Rav Moshe, made that nest, that not only the Peli stayed, the Perach stayed as well. I think from this week's Sedra, you can't have a bigger lesson how careful a person has to be to keep a mile away from Machlekes. And how much, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Machlekes is hated. And one word, can you make machlekes? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Aveles beyodo, a foolish lady caused the whole machlekes. What was that foolish lady? Says the Gemara, that was the wife of Korach. She said to Mr. Korach, you must be loved by Hashem. You're a rich man. If you're a rich man, Hashem likes you. And if I give you a good suggestion, get involved. Don't have a good go against Moshe. That whole thing brought about Machlekes. And to the contrary, as we mentioned before, Chochmas Noshim, a clever lady, because she said one word of advice, it bonds a besa, or to get a house. Therefore, we can see from here, not only that when a Yid does a mitzvah, as we said from Rav Moshe, that you do the mitzvah, you're not only rewarded for the mitzvah, you're also rewarded for the mitzvah itself, you're rewarded for the plochim of the mitzvah. And Be'ezer Hashem, we will be Mekai mitzvahs, and be Mekai mitzvahs. I feel it's hard. I feel it's sometimes hard. And you have to put in a lot of ishtadlus in the mitzvah. In der Schuss, we kommen doch jetzt, so we schreit des Tammes, we soll solche sein, as the Beis HaMikdash soll werden gebeut.